Welcome to the podcast for the sisters and bros. It will make you laugh from your head to your toes. Talking about their lives, from the highs to the lows. And the name of the title goes, The Sloppy Joes.
I just can't stand myself.
Welcome everyone to the Sloppy Joes podcast. Happy Friday. Lots coming up in the show.
Oh yes.
Dom's diary's on the way.
Dom's
he sits
diaries.
In the middle. How are you?
Yeah, I'm fine. Why every time you ask that, does everyone give you the same everyone in your life, you know, when you ask how they are, has anyone actually said to you, I'm not okay, I'm really not okay?
Joe had the shits in a future episode, sorry. That's something to look forward to. Anyway, before we get really into the show, it's important to plug something that's happening. We're going to finish the year out in style. Sloppy Joes are coming back to the big stage.
Oh.
We're putting our name in lights. We're celebrating. I think it's been 2 years since we've done our last show.
Wow.
Sloppy Joes live!
Oh, yes! With Added Dom!
Added Dom!
Brilliant.
Let me get the most important dates you need. Okay, so it is Saturday, the 30th of November. Tickets are on sale now. They've been on sale for a bit for the patrons. So if you're just watching, make sure you get yourself tickets. It starts during the day. We always like a little daytime activity, don't we? So then we can go get...
Can I take drugs beforehand?
You can do whatever you want, and people will come and do that.
We'll spin a big roulette wheel, and whenever it lands on, you have to take that day.
I'll actually do that.
Brilliant. 30th of November. The same place we do it, because they're just quite nice and great, and
lovely.
We love them. 53-2.
Oh, it's nice there.
But it's very limited tickets there, so make sure you get a ticket quickly, because they will sell out quickly like they have done before.
Yes.
How many
so
are
the
tickets?
Don't waste time.
Ethan, are you excited?
Get your tickets.
Hello, everyone. Yeah, absolutely. After the nerves calm down, I will be.
Yeah, well, you can take some of the drugs with Dom.
I think that'll probably make me more off me rocket, to be honest, Drew, but thank you.
What would you like to get out of the live show, Dom? Do you want to do anything on stage?
Many laughs. I need laughs to keep me going. I need validation in every aspect of my life.
Can I ask you about Wingfest? Because I know...
Oh, I have to be careful, don't I? No, the owner was very, very lovely. I met the owner.
Why did you not like him?
Just fucking pigs just trotting around, getting their nose in the trough, getting a bit pissed. It was the most animalistic display of degeneracy I've ever seen.
We've not spoken to Dom about Wingfest at all, have we? At all?
No, we haven't mentioned it at all.
One bit. Dom came nice and early to Wingfest.
Yes.
Spent some quality time together.
Yes, I tried to sleep on the stage and you wouldn't let me.
But... There was other people like coming in. It felt like a little bit like...
It was an active stage.
It was like, oh, this stage is now live.
But then I tried to sit on the speaker and you wouldn't let me do that either.
It was like you were giving the speaker a secretive dance.
And then I put on a song from the 80s playlist.
I let Dom pick a song. Guess what he picked?
What was it?
It was bad.
Pretty good. I wouldn't call
Nick Kershaw.
Wouldn't it be good if we were?
That's a nice song.
Yeah, no, but here's the thing: it starts nice. Yeah. Have you ever heard the last 2 minutes?
Not really.
I got it bad. You don't know how bad I got it.
Dom wanted to get involved in the first ever edition of Wingo, which was Bingo at Wingfest.
Dom told me before he was very excited about this.
And I said
he said that you told him that he could be the announcer, the caller for it, which is a big gig. And Dom was really excited. He got down nice and early. Well, he got there well before Lizzie and I got there.
Yep.
And it started
so
at
how
7
did it go?
O'clock.
How did Wingo go?
I asked how, when I would be needed for Wingo, I actually spanned the ball many, many times. Actually, so many times that Joe had to stop me from spinning the ball wheel. And just to see how it went, and yeah. I was never asked back.
No, you were. It says come back at 7. 7 o'clock for bingo, you were nowhere to be seen.
Well, you could have rang for me on the microphone.
Use it like a tannoy?
Yeah.
Is Dom there? Where were you at 7? Were you in a queue somewhere?
Bang.
Where was I at 7? Were you there at 7?
Yeah, we got there about 6:45.
No, I went to go and find Joe at the beginning, at the start of Wingfest.
We had some lovely wings.
Yeah, and then one had rose petals on it.
That was weird.
Point.
That was a
very odd one. That one.
I think that was dubbed wild.
Yeah, that was a little wild.
A bit of a wild boy.
What was your favourite of the wings that we had?
The cream one.
Was it?
Cream. Yeah. The cream oh, bun. Actually, another satay one.
Yeah, that was nice.
That was the first one we had.
Yeah, yeah, that was yeah, nice bit of heat there. Did really you see good. Ethan in all of his glory at Wingfest?
I did. I met his friend Wob.
What did you and Wob make of
Which
each
sounds
other?
Like the sort of like thing that a Star Wars character would say, but without meaning to.
I don't mean any disrespect to your friends, and I am not one to criticise anyone's appearance at all. Yeah. But they looked like cut out like characters, like usable NPCs from like the files of a game that are unused. Do you know what I mean?
Oh, sure.
Like standing characters. Yeah. I'm sure they might watch this. I mean, no offence. I mean, I look like a potato. So
a bearded potato.
What a lovely potato, eh?
What a lovely sport.
Speaking of appearances there, everyone there looked like a biker.
Yeah. But yeah. There was other people. I mean, we met a dairy farmer, don't forget.
Yes, Will Hesketh. Oh, I have to do that thing that I haven't done already. I'm sure next time you stalk me at the casino, you can drive there.
What's that?
What's this? What is this?
I said I could say I could put in a word or.
So you're using this podcast as a vehicle for you to put in words for people.
He said this out. His girlfriend was very lovely. She wasn't a dairy farmer. He was a dairy farmer. I thought he was drunk or high or something, but she attested that he wasn't drunk or high. But he kept sitting there at the casino table, and I felt responsible for him. And then I thought I had to say jokes or something to keep him entertained because no one was in there. And then he kept saying things to me and making jokes.
That's a conversation.
Yeah.
Did they were both very attractive. I've never met an attractive dairy farmer before.
No. You have met tens of
did
thousands
make you
of
want
unattractive
to be a,
ones, though.
Did it make you want to be a cow? So you can
very good
possibly get the
very good
the touch.
No, I did ask him. I did ask him actually. Will, can you? Do you think you could milk me?
I always think this because I had a mate who was a dairy farmer. He's moved
How
on
many
to
dairy farmers.
He's
are
moved
there?
On to beef.
that's a progression.
Similar game, but less liquid.
Different.
Very
outcomes.
Different as well.
Leather
yeah.
sofas are the finale of that career.
Yeah, well, that's, yeah, exactly. Yeah, he's brushing one of those big chunky boys that's very plump, but he's not at that stage yet. But I said to him, you know the machine,
yeah,
that you attach onto the
udders,
put it on the udders.
Uh-oh.
What percentage of dairy farmers, male or female, do you think have?
Stuck it in on the knob.
Stuck it on the knob. It has to be almost 100%, surely.
Would you give it a go?
I think it possibly to be too powerful.
What would it do to
what,
it?
What, as in, like, it's doing it too hard, or the power that you get from doing it what? Is too powerful?
I have like, the power!
Yeah, like when Jafar turns into that big snake at the end of Aladdin. the power's coursing through him because he's finally got the lamp.
I think that probably the other cows would maybe give you the side eye.
Yeah, but I mean, in the absolute world of heaven that you're in, who cares?
I don't think you should put one of those suction milk, other suctions
but
on
you,
your
would
penis.
You, I think
I'm
I'd
saying,
try it.
I'm would, saying, would what I? Percentage of farmers do you think
if have? I were to be a dairy farmer would I udder myself?
Yes.
No, I wouldn't.
What if you were a dairy farmer and you did do it, what coloured top milk do you think you'd be?
Blue.
You're a blue boy. Yeah.
Do you think any of the farmers like fall in love with the cows?
I've seen a farmer getting shagged by a horse before online.
Oh, I've seen that. Mr. Hans, the Boeing engineer.
Oh, is that his name?
Hold on.
Why have you got his LinkedIn open?
Sometimes when we let Ethan and Dom speak, yeah. This is, you can go, what? You've seen a horse shag a farmer?
Yeah, he died.
Did he die from it?
Yeah, it was a terrible tragedy. He was a very intelligent man.
A broken
Boeing
heart?
Engineer. No, a broken all internal organs.
Classic.
Probably a broken heart. The horse's penis was like this. And the funniest thing about that, sorry for interrupting.
The funniest
you,
thing about that
video is the guy behind the camera's going, when the man's in obviously serious, life threatening, life ending pain, the guy behind the camera's going, yeah, you like that? Oh. Of course he doesn't. He's been impaled.
Oh, really? I don't even remember that bit.
Yeah,
I
give just it another watch.
It's one of those vids that it's like The Wire or something. You have to watch it multiple times to sort of get it. It's like Inception.
You see a little bit as a clues throughout the show.
It's
multiple,
only really on the 20th or 30th viewing.
There's multiple layers to it.
Yeah, there is. There's a lot going on.
But that was mad.
It's all mad,
Ethan. Well, he just pulls his trousers down, leans over, and the horse just knows what to do.
Yeah. He's supposed to train that.
No, he's not. We don't look that dissimilar to a horse.
We do.
Yeah, we do.
Not really.
Not to a horse. You've got long hair.
And a long face.
Yeah, to be fair, you'd struggle to get a horse.
I'd struggle.
Because you look less like a horse than me.
I can't believe how you think we don't look dissimilar to a horse.
In the grand scheme of things, it's not dissimilar, is it, really?
It is.
We're both mammals. We've both got four arms.
You don't think we look dissimilar to a horse? It's the maddest thing you've ever said.
If you stood on all fours.
You think we look like horses.
I don't think we look exactly like them, but it's pretty clear to most mammals, like, what a genital is. If you're on all fours, it's at the back where the eyes aren't.
Could it make out your arsehole, Dom?
It fucking
could. Could it make out with my arsehole?
No, could it... Could it see your arsehole?
I don't know. I think I'd have to...
You got a hairy bum.
...maneuver myself. Yes, well, I think we've been over this. I'm not sure my arsehole is hairy, Joe. But I think, like what you said, I think you could probably train a horse to mount you. Because they train them to mount... They have to mount the female horses, don't they, with the male horse. So I know you can lead a horse to water, but you can't make it drink. But maybe you can lead a horse to your arsehole and make it insert its penis inside you.
Yeah.
So
Wingfest was a success.
Wingfest was a success. Back next year. How was your lovely pizza night that you two had?
Made a nice film that, didn't we, last night?
It was lovely, yeah.
Was it
what
nice?
Happened?
Did you like it?
It was very nice.
Talk us through it.
Let's leave it at that.
Nah.
Just between me and you and Lizzie and your dog. What's going on?
Do you still get on with the dog?
Yeah. I thought you were going to say you still get on with Lizzie. No, I hate her. It was a terrible nice, time. We were screaming and shouting all night long with a movie on in the background.
Lizzie got loads of snacks and bits and bobs.
It was very, very sweet and very human and very, I was going to say intergenerational then, but not at all. Or interracial, it wasn't either. It was interconnected, very interconnected, Joe.
It was really nice. We watched Aliens.
So
we had pizza, we had nachos, we had hot dogs, and we had these big sippy cups with the top of the cup has got a little bowl on it, and with a straw coming through the bowl, and there were sweets in the bowl.
It was all my childhood that I would have had if I would have had a nice childhood.
Would me and Ethan be there ruined it?
No.
Probably not enough space in the basement for five of us.
What about four?
Three's the max, probably.
Three's the max?
I'd have said
that. Shit basement, isn't it?
Yeah. How many people do you get in your basement?
Three or four.
I can get about 25, I think, last time I checked.
And also, because all the moisture's coming out of them, you can add more in.
Oh, fucking hell.
As they slowly melt and evaporate.
Nothing mad happened. Did you enjoy Stockport?
I enjoyed Stockport a little bit more this time than last time. There was a nice street with a nice mural that I was going to talk about, but you're on the phone. And
it's not now.
Yeah, there was a nice street on the way to your house and football grounds. I saw there was a football ground and a nice church that was boarded up, probably to stop youths throwing rocks at it. You know, nice stained glass windows.
Yeah.
Have you ever been to a football match, Dom?
No.
Have you never?
No.
Would you want to go?
No.
Could we
Surely.
Take you?
You can take me anywhere you like.
Is the reason you've never been to a football match because obviously sort of...
There's lots of people there that might lynch me.
Okay. Is your dad into football?
No. There's the rubber.
What's he into?
Pottery.
So he's a Stoke fan?
I don't get that joke at all.
It's a good joke.
They do a fire before the game.
The nickname of Stoke is the Potteries. Generally.
Well, I don't know where these nicknames come from. We have a football club called Stalybridge MFC. Stalybridge FC.
Probably just the FC.
And
Stalybridge Celtic.
Yes, that's the one.
Celtic.
They play football in their grounds. It's a bit out of the way. It's out of the way. It's up the road.
I love how you say in their grounds, like it's like some sort of Tudor villa, like a manor somewhere. Have you explored the grounds today? They're playing football down by the old orchard.
And they have a rivalry with Ashton FC.
Did they?
And Ashton FC is owned by the man that wrote Play That Goes Wrong.
Really?
And he's a young man. He's from Ashton.
Is he really?
Yeah.
I do like the Play That Goes Wrong.
He made loads of money from the Play That Goes Wrong from Ashton. I'll buy the football club.
That's pretty good.
And he's really into it. And he wrote a book about it.
What's the Play That Goes Wrong?
London, the Play That Goes Wrong, where they're like, oh, shit, we're doing a play, like in an amateur romantic society. And they go... I'll open this door and then the door falls off, but they keep going. I auditioned for it, I didn't get it. Because they said I was too dark, as in my interpretation of the comedy was too
dark.
Yeah,
not your notoriously jet black skin colour.
No, but the thing is, and look, I was very good at that part, and I would have been very good at that part, but there's a bit on the phone where I'm ringing up a policeman, and I'm saying, come round, and the policeman's saying, it's bad weather, I don't know whether I can come round. And bear in mind, it's a comedy, but the person I had a coaching session on it, and I went to see it the day before, and I thought, this is very light-hearted play. I'll just do it like this. I'll do it a very light-hearted way, because they just want a carbon copy of people who've gone before.
Sure.
And so I got coaching on it. He said, no, play really realistically. I think you should be angry on the phone when you're ringing someone up. So I go into the audition room. Bear in mind, before this, I was in the corridor, and this young, blonde, attractive woman walked past me, and she's really given me a great big smile. And I don't know, I was just looking up, and I usually don't like attractive people, so I looked up, kind of went like that, kind of
smiled,
nodded my head.
Like a bit of a sort of...
Like, just a bit like, yeah, whatever, bye. Walked into the room, and she's the director. First of all, and then I'm doing the role, I go, oh, you have to get here, someone's died. And then they go, oh, and then someone's reading in, and they go, oh, but it's really windy weather, I don't think I'll get there. So, I don't care about the damn weather, get here! And you're like, thanks, Dom, thank you for that. And I got an email about 3 days later saying, we love him, but he took it a bit too...
Oh, for fuck's sake. Yeah. Did you just tell that to the coach? You got that fucking wrong, mate.
Yeah, I texted him.
I said, you fucking...
I said, they should have redirected me. He said, yeah, I know.
Yeah, he got the part. There's a twist.
He's getting loads of parts. Doesn't bother him, does it?
How many parts has he got?
He's like fucking Dr. Frankenstein.
Oh,
the amount of parts he's got.
You know the... You know Elden Ring?
Yeah.
You know the Smith?
Yeah.
He voices the Smith.
Does he?
Yeah.
Oh, he is successful. Yeah. What was that play that we watched that time that was the most bizarre thing I've ever seen in my life? It was like a cooking show. But it was sort of like a kid's cooking show, but for adults.
What?
And it was like a musical. We were watching a video of a musical.
Oh, Ready Steady Cook.
No, yeah. Where they're all singing and I'm a little bean, I'm a runner bean.
Was that the party where we were taking loads of MDMA?
Yes.
I was too busy rubbing my feet, I don't know.
No, it was before, it wasn't that night. It was another night.
Oh, Livy put on some kind of egg opera.
That was it.
I didn't watch that.
Egg
what was
opera.
I doing?
That was the most bizarre thing I've ever watched.
Mad. What but was you watched I on like a DVD.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought you were like there in person.
No.
I went to an 8-hour opera once in Paris. I think I've told you about
this. Yep, I had to kill myself. You've got a new line of work, though, coming up, Dom.
Oh, yeah, you've got a new job.
Congratulations.
Oh, wow.
Where is it?
Where is it exactly?
You look happy.
What are you going to be doing?
Back to the old millstone.
The pub? Very nice.
No, back to pouring coffee for the public, for the general unassuming public.
Very nice.
Early in the morning, bright and early, 5 a.m. start for Dom.
Oh.
Best time of day for me. I am mourning already, though, my lifestyle of getting up at 1 and then lazing around, telling people over text I'm miserable, and then getting some crisps.
Are you still
going to
be able to do the show?
I don't know. Life. Maybe.
What's the if you're starting at 5 a.m.
My
shifts are finishing at like midday.
Shifts are Tuesday to Thursday.
What time till?
I don't know.
You can probably come straight here after work.
Are you local?
Yes, one of the stations in Manchester.
Very really nice.
Is it the
down.
Place where Dom was famous this week? Can I say why you're famous?
Yeah, go on.
So there's Manchester Finest, one of the biggest news outlets in Manchester, did a place where you can get the best coffee from, so they created this really lovely video, very artistic video, gorgeous, of like you know, the amazing coffee scene we got in the city, and it showed off different fucking great outlets, and it showed off one in the Northern Quarter, and it caught so many people's attention. It's just Dom's outside having a coffee with two people.
What do you mean it's caught people's attention?
We sent it loads.
You sent it loads.
I've been sent it loads.
Well, the one of the men in question is my friend who's a director.
Because he's sitting outside this coffee shop. Two people are with him.
Dom, you're really holding court. I mean, we'll put the picture in now. As you can see there, Dom, you're really sort of holding their attention. You look good. The
Thank
camera's
you.
Making you look good.
Thank you very much. I don't drink anymore, have I haven't told you. One of the men there is a director whose girlfriend dumped him. Well, didn't dump him. She cheated on him after 9 years of being in a relationship with a musical director. And the other man sat next to us was a gay man whose husband had died, and he was talking at us for 45 minutes about how sad he was because of this 30 years relationship had ended, and he was called Kenny, and he nursed him in his hospital bed whilst he was dying, and he said, I don't know if I can go on. And then we went just to the Lowry because my friend had some business meeting, and then we went to the Alchemist, and he had the chicken tenders there. Because they come in this basket.
Yeah, I've had the chicken tenders
there.
I've had the chicken tenders there. I know, I think they're fucking decent.
Yes, but what do they come in?
They come in like a weird like, basket.
They come in a basket that you get from a garden centre that looks like a chicken.
Oh, like you would keep eggs in?
Yeah, yeah.
Yes. And it's so difficult to get inside of. You're getting in like this.
Nice sauces, though.
I don't know.
What a lovely
What a
scene.
Crazy day this was for you.
Yeah.
You went for coffee.
So I said to him, and I shouldn't have said to him, I said, yeah, I'll see you, Tony. I come here every Wednesday. Can't ever go there again now on a Wednesday. Because he'll be there.
Waiting.
Last time I saw him, he was like, hi, Dom. And I was with my friend and said, oh, sorry, Tony, got to go. Oh. And my friend said, a bit rude, Dom. Uh-huh. I said, I've got to cut him off early. In case he gets in, he'll get in. You get under the skin, yeah, and you can't get away then.
What's your actual job role at this coffee shop? Are you a
barista? I'm training tomorrow, actually. Training.
Haven't you been making coffee on and off for a decade?
Yes, but why do you have to do the hygiene training every time? Do you think they take one look at me and go, hygiene training.
Don't. Most people don't have to do it every time. Okay. Most people don't do it every time.
I've got like 13 hygiene training forms at home.
They're complaints. Look again, they're complaints.
You have to wear like a beard net.
No, I don't think it's a factory where I'm making chemicals. So it's just a gourmet. Oh shit!
Well, what a gourmet
giving the game away.
What?
You
where
know,
is it?
Have you ever heard someone say, "Oh, slagging off my place of work"? I've not even been there one day yet. have you ever referred to a drink as gourmet?
No.
I've a gourmet for me. You can only call a burger's gourmet, innit?
Gourmet is the only thing that's... Burger is the only thing that's gourmet.
You can't call
days.
A liquid gourmet, can you? No, you could call soup. Is soup a liquid or a crushed up food?
It's a liquid.
Yeah. I always thought that. If you just drank liquid... If you just drank soup all your life, would you poo still? you did a soup diet.
What that makes me
would
think
you poo
is
still?
That you're not chewing enough, first of all. Because roughly by the time food gets to your stomach, it's liquid anyway, isn't it?
Do you know what I mean, though, Dom? Don't you?
I do know what you mean. It's a good question.
Yes,
it's like why does the moon bring in the tides, kind of thing?
Yes, that is a good question. I know they say it's gravity, but still don't quite get it.
No,
I don't get it at all.
Maybe they're lying to us.
Maybe
all.
They are. If you ate soup all the time, you'd still poop, wouldn't you?
Would you? Would you, Ethan?
I assume I've similar biology to you.
So yeah, he would as well. Which is lovely.
Brilliant.
What have you been up to?
Recently been mucking around.
Pig.
How's your big shift going at the...
Big shift going all right. You have to do an hour of serious talk, which isn't me, no. Unfortunately.
What was that?
I just pull my jeans up my ass because it's squishy. You have to do an hour of serious talk on the radio, which isn't great. How would you be with serious chat, Dom? Benefits or...
I asked to read out some war memorials in an assembly, but I said I can't do that because people would laugh. Oh. That's the closest I'd got to...
Why would they laugh?
Because I put emphasis on words like amputation or...
Stop.
Now give us one more.
Genocidal or... 6 million.
So we talked
and rolling and
so we talked about the fact that Keir Starmer unfortunately said
oh I love this
sausages.
Oh, I love this
sausages instead of hostages. I mean, it's unfortunate that it's such a serious topic, but he really did ask the Prime Minister of our country for the return of the sausages.
Have you ever felt closer to politics in that moment?
I was like.
Finally, a man of the people.
I was like,
he's just like us.
I do.
Well, actually, where are the bloody sausages? That's a great point. Why is no one asking that? And while we're at it, where's the chips? A couple of fried eggs.
What would a right-wing food enthusiast be like?
I can't imagine.
There's a joke in that.
Yeah, there must be.
What do right wing food of Fusacks like? Like pie and mash? Old school, like fucking wee. Yeah.
What, eels? Just because they're cotton.
Eels.
Eels and pie.
I think London typically vote Labour, don't they?
Yeah.
Centre of London.
Khan.
Yeah, there you go. But that was an absolutely crazy moment, wasn't it? That was a crazy moment, that.
Yeah, so I have to do an hour of serious
stuff. Did you mention that? Did you mention the sausages?
Yeah, I had to play the clip.
Did you? What were people saying about it? What's the general consensus?
We did a little, have you ever had a mishap at work? I had some great funny tales.
Are you doing insurance fraud stuff?
No, I had some funny tales of people who may have said the wrong thing or done the wrong thing at work, which was the hour of my show. It's local radio. Get with it. You'll love it. And then
it's where Partridge cut his teeth.
Then we do something called the 1 o'clock rewind.
So you just do what you've done for the last hour.
Joe's like Dave. It's like Dave Javu for an hour and just plays the last hour again. And it's now 2 o'clock. It's the 2 o'clock double rewind. Again, this is 11 till 12 PM content coming to you live.
It's like Inception.
2 hours ago.
Inception on the radio.
Yeah.
Like inside a link. I'm inside a link. It doesn't really question how good are we going to be in the future at guessing years songs came out in. In like 30 years when we're the target audience for this kind of stuff, I play songs from like 1978. These fuckers know it.
Do they?
They're like, bang, straight away.
Sonny and Cher.
If I play you Rihanna, Umbrella.
2004. Next!
You're way off there,
Ethan,
mate.
Check
2006.
It. Oh, wait, no. 2007.
Well, you're both wrong then, aren't you?
2007.
What if it's 2006 then?
It's not, it's 2007.
What is it, Ethan?
The answer is 2007.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, but you both were wrong.
And here's the next bit. I bet you it was number one at the end of July.
Yeah, it was number one for 6 weeks, I remember.
Have you heard that Rihanna song?
Nope. That's an old nursery rhyme from I think, the Bavaria district of Germany.
Very good.
How do you sing that?
If you want to be in the sweet, my honey. I think she was like 15 in that video.
Really?
Interesting. I think there might be someone else.
Any comment? No, no.
I think there might be another one.
Are we going to be good at that in 20 years' time?
I don't think I will be. Like, I'm not going to know when, like, something by Jamie XX came out. Do you know what I mean? Really?
Do you think it's because they had the records and they leaf through the records a lot, and because the information was always there and they were going over it a lot?
Yeah.
And also you had less records. If you wanted to hear that song, you had to sit around and hope it came on the radio or buy it.
What do you sit around and hope for?
I usually think about what the dinners are going to be for the week. I'm good at that. I like hoping for that, hoping for good stuff to happen.
Right, what do you sit around and hope for?
Do you hope for much?
On the way to the casino the other week, I prayed to the devil again. I said, if you give me a big win. No, I chose my words very carefully.
Wait.
I said, if you give me an outstanding win, I will worship you. And I said this out loud because he can't hear your thoughts.
Really?
Yeah, apparently.
So you said this out. Whereabouts are you in town?
On that overpass.
Mancunian Way?
Yeah.
So did you say dear devil?
You're not in a car at this point, are you?
Yeah, yeah.
You're in the casino?
You're in a taxi on the way to the casino, and the driver's got a fucking guy in the back going, dear devil.
Yeah, yeah. He's on the phone though to his friend. He's got his little earbuds in.
So you said if you
I'm
make
drawing pentagrams on the
if you said if you make something extraordinary happen today, I'll worship you. That sounds like you were about to commit a terrorist act.
Oh really?
Yeah. If I'm the driver of that taxi, I'm ringing fucking 999
on the Mancunian Way.
Yeah,
like that.
Sounds like you're about to do Jesus something Christ. Absolutely society.
Did you
damaging.
Get one?
I did win. I got a straight flush, but I did say to the devil outside, coming outside of the door.
Oh my God! Stop speaking to the devil.
No, I did. I said, look, that was a good win. It wasn't outstanding.
Look, mate. What you've done there is I'll give you that, it's good. It's good.
Exactly.
But it's not what I said in the car.
I didn't want him expecting for me to be worshipping him, you know?
And you said again, have you done this before?
Yeah, I told you when I was like 14 on my bedroom floor, like drawing a pentagram on my chest with a compass from maths class. We used to throw wine gums across the yard to hit the other maths window.
He's weird. Who's we?
Me and Matthew Maynard.
Do you still speak to Matthew?
No wonder he gave you the wine gums.
Kept all the cookies for himself.
Very good. And no food.
It is Maynard's.
No, we don't.
Yeah, isn't it?
Oh.
No, we don't.
What was your joke?
Maryland.
No, oh. We don't keep in touch because he used to do this thing, you know, when kids, you go, oh, imagine if this happened. Imagine if this happened. And he'd go, Dom. And I'd be so used to it by now. I said, no, I don't want to talk about any more of this. And he'd go, Dom, no, this is a fine one. Right, imagine you're going down the motorway with your wife and you have a breakdown in your car and you go to the side of the motorway with your wife and...
A nervous breakdown?
You know, the car breaks down and you're calling AA.
I'll call it something. Must be a nervous breakdown due to alcohol
addiction. The car one.
Okay. She's in the car openly praying to the devil.
Yeah, she opens the boot and there happens to be a vat of acid in there.
Jesus.
Yeah, sure.
And she goes, I want you to drink this vat of acid.
Right.
And you go, no, obviously I'm not going to drink the vat of acid. It will kill me. She goes, yeah, but you love me.
Right.
And then I'm saying to Matthew Maynard in real life, no, that's ridiculous. I wouldn't drink the vat of acid. And he goes, yeah, but you really love her. And he'd do a lot of things like that.
Would you drink it?
No, I wouldn't drink vat of acid in the car. You know, exactly. Get me that way. So we don't talk to each other, no.
Because he's too hypothetical,
yeah,
that guy, isn't he?
Very hypothetical.
He's living the real world, mate. Did he ever pray to anything, Joe? I can't imagine he was much of a prayers guy.
Pray to fucking...
You've been praying for that spot on BBC Radio Manchester, ain't
you? Playing to Ronald McDonald to get the fucking McDonald's prices cheaper again.
I know, they've gone
up. Have you seen how extortionate it is?
Talk to me.
Mate, you're rocking up there nowadays. You're spending 15 quid on a meal.
What? But that's a couple of little supplements on there.
Your sides and stuff, you know what I mean? We all get sides, don't we?
What's your order?
It depends. Do you know what? I've said this a couple of times. I'm such a... People say that you can predict certain things of people. I'm an unpredictable man.
Yeah.
I don't know what coffee I'm going to order until I get to the till.
Yeah, because you had an espresso today.
I didn't know where that came from.
I've seen you have caramel lattes.
Yeah.
I've seen you have... Yeah. Lattes, iced lattes.
When I rock up to the American counter, I might just see what picture takes my fancy.
That's good.
Is that big tasty in the window?
In the window?
Darling. I'll have one of them.
Mm.
Large meal. Yeah. Oasis Zero.
Is that your go-to?
Bloody is. Then I'd have McFlurry.
Yeah.
Extra Smarties in there, please.
Is that a thing?
Yeah, you save for extra bits. Cost you 40p more.
Worth every penny, though.
Triple cheeseburger, me love.
Yeah.
20 nuggets.
No.
If Becky's in the car with me, we'll share.
So you're having a large meal, a McFlurry, an extra triple cheeseburger and 20 nuggets? And you're surprised that that's 15 quid? That is an absolute
deal,
bargain.
Isn't it? Fucking hell.
It's a good deal.
Should we go after this?
Yeah, we should probably nip.
I'd actually like to go there. I got one of those lottery Monopoly things from the
McDonald's.
I got Mayfair, but you need to add another one to it to win.
Yeah.
How do you win?
So they do it. So there's loads of different prizes.
Hmm.
And for each one, you need three of the colour.
Okay.
So Mayfair will be green. Let's say, whatever, Covent Garden's green, is green. But there's two of them that are really common for every colour, and one of them that's the rare one.
Right.
Which you just never get.
How did I know that I didn't get the rare one?
Well, you Google it, and there's issues with something like Daily Mail will say which are the rare ones.
I could have won a car, couldn't I? A yacht.
You could have won a yacht.
What would I do with a yacht if I got a yacht?
Sink it immediately.
You'd have to sell it, wouldn't you? You'd have to sell it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ethan, have you got your little feature that we've been doing?
Oh, what, the little Reddit piece, Joe?
Yeah, I like it.
Yeah, well, I thought I'd do another one.
The last one shocked me to my very core.
Yeah, and maybe the tone of that one wasn't the most uplifting. I remember talking to someone, a friend who watches the podcast, who didn't really... I said, did you see the end? And was it funny? And they're like, yeah, it wasn't funny. That wasn't very nice. Because they kind of found out they were going to die, didn't they?
Yeah, did you hear that, Dom?
What? Yeah. Who's dying?
Someone had a brain tumour.
Who's had a brain tumour?
Last week's pod.
Just someone on the internet, so... Don't really...
Someone's messaged in saying they've got a brain tumour?
No, just someone on Reddit posted a long post.
Because brain tumours are really bad, aren't they?
Yeah. What we've accidentally done is we've accidentally invoked that again just by saying how bad it was last time,
Do you remember
we?
That coffee shop we worked at?
Yeah.
That manager, that really nice manager who had a kidney problem, he died of a brain tumour.
Is that true?
Mm.
That's real life. That's not internet. Ethan, take it away.
So, have you heard of the thing, Am I the Arsehole? So, basically how it works is people write on Reddit with a conundrum that's happened to them in real life, and they want to know if they've been the arsehole or if they've not been the arsehole. Wow. So, we've got a person who's written in here.
And we can decide if they are the arsehole.
Yeah, we're supposed to give advice. So, do you remember Agony Uncles? That was a thing, or whatever it was called.
Yeah. Agony Bants.
Or whatever.
This person here says, Am I the arsehole for doing weird/awkward poses whenever my mother-in-law accidentally walks in on me in the bathroom? So, let me begin. So my mother-in-law...
Why does it keep happening?
My mother-in-law, she says I'm a girl, by the way, came to stay with us a few weeks ago till her home was renovated for Christmas. The problem is that she keeps walking in while I'm in the bathroom. Thankfully, not once has she seen me naked, because I started picking up on her behaviour after the second time in a week. She'd barge in and then she turns and says, "Oh, sorry," then closes the door. I tried talking to my husband about it, but he kept ignoring me flat out and said, "So what if she accidentally sees you naked? She's family. We have a lock and I could have used it, but I've passed trauma from the idea of being locked in a room after my brother locked me in the bathroom when I was 5. Oh. So I came up with the idea that I'd go inside the bathroom, pretend to be using it and wait for her to come in, because honestly, it's definitely deliberate at this point. So when she accidentally barges in, she'll see me in a weird/awkward position, for example, doing a ballet stand, standing on the toilet, or standing facing the wall with my hands up. She keeps doing this, and then it got to the point where she thought that she was doing some kind of bizarre ritual. The husband was livid that she was doing this. Hello.
Hello, Steve.
Hello, Stephen Howson.
This is the first time he's ever been on the pod.
Do you want to join in? So, is she being the arsehole by pranking the mother-in-law?
Why doesn't she just knock on the door?
Yeah. Why don't
you just put the fucking lock on the door?
They're both fucking bizarre.
Yeah, they're both in a very bizarre, I'm bizarre, you're bizarre household.
Lock the door. I know whatever, but lock the door. Like,
I know you're not that scared of it. You were like, in a back. You got locked in when you
and also
five.
The lock's on your side. You're not asking someone
unlock
to lock it.
For,
like, if the lock was on the outside of the door and you had to shout someone to lock it and let you back out, I get that. You're in charge of the lock.
Your parents ever stumbled on you naked?
No. Oh God, you know when you have you ever seen your parents walk out of the bathroom naked? That's terrifying. But I was locked. Did I tell you I was in the hospital the other week on the way to Wingfest?
Yeah.
And I went to clean my legs or something with
what? You went to clean your legs?
What do you mean?
What,
like a sheep
Redox
on the way to a show? What do you mean clean your... Yeah, just getting the sheep dip there. There you go.
Well, I went to St. Mary's first, but I said, this looks
Tom
a bit different because there's nice music playing and there's a food stall there.
Sorry, just a second. Dom was in the hospital. Not because he had one of his appointments or a meeting with the doctor or something. He went to the hospital because he was too sweaty and he had to clean his arse.
Yes.
So he didn't go...
Oh, so you knew...
No appointment. He's just using the NHS toilets.
Yes.
Ah!
Well, I was going to say I pay my taxes, but I don't.
Hey, you pay your taxes for me to have a shit anywhere I want.
And I go into the toilet. This is relevant, by the way. So I go in the toilet, go in, wiping my legs, having a nice time, and then the door goes. Oh. And I go, fine.
Police.
Someone's trying to get in.
Police.
Someone's trying to get in. Fine. They've checked the door. Who doesn't do that? Who doesn't check a door?
It's only human.
Yeah. Could knock, but whatever. I'll let it go. Sick on the toilet. Might as well do the business while I'm in, or try and do the business. But you know, sometimes it doesn't work. And then the door goes again, but in the same kind of aggressive way. I said, this guy's fucking moronic.
Yeah.
So I'm gaining anger now.
Yeah. Because you've tried the door.
You know it's locked. It's not a fault. What are the chances? Yeah. It's a fault in the door or the door is locked. It's not 50-50.
Yeah. Also, the concept that you go to a door in a public place and it's locked for a toilet is very common.
Yes.
It's quite common.
And then it went again, but more aggressively. Yeah. I say, it's locked! And then you get that fear then, because then you're imagining who the person is on the outside.
No.
Is it going to be an angry
man? Is it a disabled toilet?
Yes, and it's a hospital as well, so they could be there to see a man with a brain tumour. They might be in a bad mood. And I was aggressive to them. But then why would you... Can you... Can you explain to me why you do it so many times?
No, I can't.
Because you do it the first time and go, wait.
Sometimes you go...
It could be locked.
Or sometimes you don't think, did I push it all the way down so that it definitely would have activated the mechanism?
Then a second try, in some universe, that may be a feasible explanation. It might be an explanation of why you try a door twice. But three times, there's something... Have you got amnesia?
Did you
Did
you see who it was?
No, I ran away very quickly around the corner.
Have I told you the story before, speaking of parents catching... I don't want to use the word callous. Is that right, Joe?
It depends what you word you, what description you need.
That's a good point. So, my friend Alex's mate has a bone disease. I've definitely told this before. And the mum walked in on him wanking, all right?
I don't think I've heard this one.
And he was panicking. So what he did was he went to go pull his trousers up or whatever, or his boxers or whatever, and then in this motion, thrust his arms up and hit his elbow off the drawers, the chest of drawers, so much so that his elbow shattered and he couldn't get his trousers up. So he just sat there with his knob out. And his elbow broken.
I think the mother-in-law's the arsehole.
Yeah, stepmom's the arsehole.
That's so bad that she...
What's the motive?
She wants to see a bit of flesh, don't she?
Yeah. I think it's a power move, isn't it?
Yeah, I think it is. It's to make her feel insignificant and small and embarrassed.
I own this bathroom.
Yeah, it's to make the daughter-in-law feel embarrassed.
Here's the solution. Get therapy for the trauma of your brother locking you in a room. And then lock the door.
Yeah. I agree, Joe.
But then she could have the trauma of the mother-in-law trying the door handle 3 or 4 times in succession.
He's locked! That's what I'd shout. Brilliant.
Would you be stunned if it was your mother-in-law outside?
I don't think I'll ever have a mother-in-law.
You will. Although not because you'll never get a partner, but because the sort of partner you'll have won't be in touch with their parents.
No. I mean, that's true.
I think it's a lovely place to end things.
Yes. Personally. Let's wrap things up there.
Yeah.
Who was the arsehole then?
The mother-in-law, definitely. Not an arsehole, but she needs to just lock the door. Unbelievable.
Unbelievably.
Unbelievable.
Unbelievable.
Right then, Dom. Thank you for joining us.
Oh, yeah.
Any final words?
If you're having a tough week, keep going. It'll get better, maybe.
Yeah. Also, check out tickets to Sloppy Joe's Live. They are already on sale for patrons, so you will have seen that already. But if you aren't, make sure you go and check them out now. The link is in the description. 30th of November.
Yes.
On the lovely Saturday. It's a great time as well, isn't it?
Go.
Thanks, everyone. Bye. Bye. Wave, Ethan.
Oh, ta-ra. We'll see you later.